Hello. This is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, your host, broadcasting from the Voice of America home studios in Washington. So glad you're with me this weekend. And listen, I've got a great program for you. First of all, we are now in February, which in the United States is Black History Month. So a few of today's songs are by great first-generation African-American musicians, or by those who have immigrated to the United States and are now part and parcel of American music culture. We celebrate their contribution to Black History Month. Then I've got an interview with Ivorian jazz guitarist Constant Boti. He has just released a new EP. It's called Lockdown Diaries. Also, musicians Elete and Giovanni Kiyingi have new singles out, and they pop in to say hello and introduce their songs. And finally, VOA producer and friend of Music Time in Africa, Mokbil Yaboro, joins me. He shares his love and insight into the music of Nigerian artist Fireboy DML. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. We begin with the mega hit from 2017, Fall, by first-generation African-American Davido. Yes, he was born on November 21st, 1992, in Atlanta, Georgia, United States, and spent time growing up there as well as in Lagos, Nigeria. Now, to date, this song, the video, has over 230 million views.
Money fall on you, banana fall on you, Prada fall on you, 'cause I'm in love with you. Money fall on you, banana fall on you, paparazzi follow you, 'cause I'm in love with you. Yeah, are you done talking? Tell me, baby, are you done talking? Yeah, are you done talking? Tell me, baby, are you done talking? Yeah, are you done talking? Tell me, baby, are you done talking? Yeah, are you done talking? Tell me, baby, are you done talking? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't wanna be a player no more. Yeah, I don't wanna be a player no more. 'Cause my guys call me Cristiano, Mr. Ronaldo, I'm on Nintendo. 'Cause my guys call me Cristiano, Mr. Ronaldo, I'm on Nintendo. Yeah. Money fall on you, banana fall on you, Prada fall on you, 'cause I'm in love with you. Money fall on you, banana fall on you, paparazzi follow you, 'cause I'm in love with you. They talk, yeah. Tell me why then they use Panadol for our headache, yeah. How I go top if my baby no top, yeah. They want to spoil our market, yeah. I don't wanna be a player no more. Yeah, I don't wanna be a player no more. 'Cause my guys call me Cristiano, Mr. Ronaldo, I'm in love with you. Money fall on you, money fall. Banana fall on you, fall. Paparazzi follow you, 'cause I'm in love with you. If I offend you,
if I offend you, because sorry, your baby, take a toe. Sorry, your baby, take a toe.
I'm in love with you,
I'm in love with you, baby. Nothing of it to change amo, nothing of it to change amo.
Love you too. Money fall on you, banana fall on you.
I'm in love with you.
Yes, all right. That was Fall by Davido. Hello. We are at the top of Music Time in Africa, and it's Black History Month. And to celebrate, here is another mega hit by Akon. Born April 16th, 1973 in St. Louis, Missouri, USA, to Senegalese parents, like Davido, Akon is another first-generation African artist. Here's Mama Africa.
Let them know they're missing out, Mama Africa.
So much love to share.
Sweet blackness, oneness, be there.
So much love to care.
Let them know they're missing out. Sing again.
Hey.
This for all the love and the life took away.
Hey.
Don't forget we were born and trained.
We are.
Ripped from the land and shipped away.
Hey.
Is the inspiration we survive.
See.
You have to see it with your own pride.
Hey.
Don't play, add it up and all right.
Okay, hello. The next couple songs are new releases. First is Jupu, that's a skirt in French, by the lovely singer Gasha from Cameroon. And then a song called Papa by Elete Rumtombaye, who introduces it himself. Here's Jupu.
Je sais pas pourquoi ça finit. Que je me rappelle que je t'aime à l'infini. Faut pas
That was Jupu by Gasha. Now here's a voice note from Chadian artist Elete. He's introducing his own song in French, so I'll translate.
Alors voici Elete avec vous. Alors pour le titre de la chanson,
hey,
c'est
this
Papra,
is Elete with you. The title of this song is Papra, which means survivor. So we encourage everyone who struggles in life to stay strong. Don't give up. It's about that, Papra. I'm singing in duo with my young brother, Ligi. He's a great singer who's a rising star still in Chad. I'm the producer, myself, Elete. And that's a bit of the story behind Papra. Thank you.
Elete, my job. Only see the beat there. Ye ji banya, jenza li kundogu. Ye ji banya, don tato sope. Ye ji banya, desi denko banma. Tila de mil mil dode niwa banma. Tila de mil mil dode niwa pa. Là, j'ai dit on se parle, lolo.
Ça ne marche pas.
Elle est déjà comme notre boulot.
C'est le bureau.
La famille compte sur moi, ça doit prendre.
Oh, oh.
C'est qui est sûr, j'avance normal, bichoua. Un jour ça va payer, Inch'Allah. Chapeau descend, l'autre je passe au mais je m'adosse pas. Ratatata, je l'ai dans mon viseur. Oh, oh, oh. Mata, mata, la donne va changer. Kinga kusawa, c'est mama kinga. Baba kinga kusawa, c'est mama kinga.
Si c'est dur, trop dur, 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 on doit pas lâcher. Même si c'est dur, 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 trop dur, on doit pas lâcher. Mais si t'es un Obama, t'il a de mille, mille, d'ordinaire, Panama, t'il a de mille.
bamba kuto, mam gat kup suku. Nyak bamba kuto, mbra gat man robo. Nyak bamba kuto, tak ya la vie on a l'espoir.
And that was Elete and Ligi with Papra. This is Music Time in Africa. Hello, everybody. I'm Heather Maxwell. Now I've got three back-to-back awesome tunes for you by Yemi Alade, Stromae, and Saad Lamjared.
Music Time in Africa.
Je suis pas tout seul à être tout seul. Ça fait déjà ça de moins dans la tête. Et si je comptais combien on est? Beaucoup, tout ce à quoi j'ai déjà pensé. Dire que plein d'autres y ont déjà pensé. Mais malgré tout, je me sens tout seul. Du coup, j'ai parfois eu des pensées suicidaires. J'en suis peu fier. On croit parfois que c'est la seule manière de les faire taire. Ces pensées qui me font vivre un enfer. Ces pensées qui me font vivre un enfer. Est-ce
qu'il y a que moi qui ai la télé et la chaîne culpabilité. Mais faut bien changer les idées, pas trop quand même, sinon ça repart vite dans la tête. Et c'est trop tard pour que ça s'arrête. C'est là que j'aimerais tout oublier. Du coup,
j'ai parfois eu des pensées suicidaires, j'en suis peu fier. On croit parfois que c'est la seule manière de les faire taire, ces pensées qui me font vivre un enfer. Ces pensées qui me font vivre un enfer.
Et je sais vraiment pas quoi faire de toi. Justement, réfléchir, c'est bien le problème avec toi. Tu sais, j'ai mûrement réfléchi. Et je sais vraiment pas quoi faire de toi. Justement, réfléchir, c'est bien le problème avec toi.
يا دموعك يا عيون. يحسب لي غادي نعيش فرحة سنيني ما يحس بكسرة المظلوم غير اللي بحالي وربي وريني فيك يوم يلي درتك غالي وكتاب علي
Watch Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
All right, hello. How are you all doing? This is Heather Maxwell. I'm broadcasting from Washington, D.C. on the Voice of America. If you're just tuning in, welcome. If you've been here all hour long, I love you guys. So we're about at half past the hour, and it is now time to meet my special guest artist, Constant Boti. First, let's listen to a minute or so of quarantine and tap into our inner jazz. Latest music of Ivorian jazz guitarist Constant Boti. And from New York City, he joins me to talk about it. Hi, Constant.
Hi, Heather.
So this piece that we're listening to right now is called Quarantine. Tell me about that.
Well, Quarantine is a song I wrote in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a kind of a frustration. You know? I was seeing a lot of things happening in the televisions, like people dying from COVID and so on.
This is one of seven tracks. Now, is this an EP? What is this new work of yours?
Well, the name of the project is Lockdown Diaries. In French, we usually call it Le Journal du Confinement. It is a kind of idea of what I went through personally during the COVID. And also, it represents the strength of musicians, especially artists in general, how, despite the difficult times, they have been organizing an online live concerts to make people have fun while they are home. So the name of the project is Lockdown Diaries.
Lockdown Diaries. I like that. So all the musicians were, everything was recorded in Côte d'Ivoire, obviously.
No. This is amazing, you know. During the whole 2020, lockdown catch me when I was in Accra.
Ah.
So when I saw that they opened the borders a bit, I took my flight tickets and I went to Ivory Coast. But before I traveled to Ivory Coast, I recorded some songs with Ghanaian musicians. And it's like some of the songs were recorded in Ghana and others in Ivory Coast.
Nice. Everybody is African on the tracks?
Yes, everybody is African.
It's beautiful. African jazz. Yeah. Pure and pure.
Yeah.
What are you doing in New York City?
Well, to get in contact with some of my partners, you know, because before then, in 2019, I was recording a project dedicated to Kofi Annan. So I came to reorganize everything so that I can come back in the summer. So I just came to make plans for the next step for the production of the music for Kofi Annan.
Okay. How are you finding it in New York City right now? I think it's big snowstorm.
Yeah, you know. I think many people are telling me that, why are you coming here during this time? It is cold. But they don't know that I enjoy the cold.
Oh,
you know?
Good.
Yes.
Well,
it is very awkward telling people that I enjoy the cold, you know. It's like, I really like the snow falling on my head and so on. And it also inspires me. So I'm having fun here.
Maybe the next album you'll do will be Snow Falling on My Head.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Snow falling in my head, yeah.
All right, so your closing track on the new EP is called Victory, and we're going to close out this interview with that one. But what inspired you to do this song, Victory, about what?
Yeah, Victory is a song dedicated to someone who has been very much supportive to me. And it's a lady, she's the personal assistant of Kofi Annan. Her name is Vicky Mills. And also, the victory represents how important it is to stay together and fight this kind of pandemic.
Wonderful. Yeah. Well, we are all out of time, Constant. Constant Boti, jazz guitarist, composer, educator from the Ivory Coast, Côte d'Ivoire. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Heather, for having me.
Okay, now back to Cameroon. Remember we heard Gasha's new song earlier? Well, this one is another bright female talent. Her name is Joy. The song is called Nobody.
Disorder, no enemy, they no Get connected to Heather on her Facebook page, Twitter, at Music Time Africa.
All right. Hey, everyone. As I mentioned at the top of the hour, it is Black History Month. So some of the music in every show until March will be by first-generation African-American musicians or by those who've immigrated to the United States who are now part and parcel of American culture. Earlier, you heard Davido and Akon. Later on, you're going to hear one more song by a Moroccan-American artist. But that song is sandwiched by friends joining me. First up, Giovanni introduces his own new song. And then Mukbil comes on to talk about Fireboy DML.
Hello, Ethan Maxwell and Voice of America. Thank you for supporting the arts around the world. My name is Giovanni Kinji, and I come from Uganda, East Africa. To the fans around the world, we can't wait to share with you in real time now, as we can play festivals and theaters and small showcases. We're looking forward to you, wherever you are. Stay strong and keep locked in Voice of America. Ciao to my producer and the music. Great man.
That was Giovanni Kiyenge from Uganda with Lisa. Now it's time to get with Mukbil. Hello, Mukbil.
Hey, Heather.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am doing fine. Nice to hear your voice.
Likewise, likewise. It's been a while.
It has been a while. So let me tell everybody listening right now who you are, and then we're going to get to talking about this song, okay?
Absolutely.
All right. So, guys, hey, this is Mukbil Yaboro, And he is a VOA producer and used to produce Music Time in Africa sometimes when we were all in the building. This was, you know, before COVID. And you just were always a delight to produce the show because you love music so much. So this is Mukbil. We are talking on the phone and I wanted to touch base with him. It's been so long. I missed you, Mukbil.
I know. Likewise. It's been a very, very interesting time, to say the least. You know, folks like you, I didn't have any, I never thought that you would have a difficulty in, you know, weathering this COVID storm as you've, you know, done your show from so many different places. So I wasn't worried about you, Heather. I was worried about some of the other folks that that were so used to studio life. That,
I see.
It was a learning curve, absolutely.
For sure. And are you working from home, by the way?
Yes. So I've been working from home, yes, since March. Yeah. March 2020. Yeah, it's been a really long time. And honestly, like, there's moments where I just feel like, man, I really, really would love to get back into the studio, get back into the office. You know, it's just, I don't know, especially, like, shows that I enjoy producing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the type of energy that you get, you know?
I agree.
Being in there and stuff like that.
I agree.
So definitely miss that. Definitely,
yeah.
Miss that, sure.
Me too. So, Mukbil, you're with us, and I wanted you to come up with a song, one of your favorite songs that you are just vibing to these days.
Absolutely. So the song that I chose is Peru, and it's the remix version with Ed Sheeran. The artist's name is Fireboy DML.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly speaking, I've just been really, really loving this song. I believe it came out mid-2021, and it was really, really picking up a lot of traction all over Africa, and then it started picking up traction internationally as well, to the point whereby a mega artist like Ed Sheeran wanted to hop on the song.
Exactly.
And that made it that much more viral.
It is wonderful. And the music video, especially the one with Ed Sheeran, is... Oh! Oh my God. All right, so let's listen to a bit and we'll come back.
Absolutely.
All right. So what do you love about this? The groove, of course. I mean, actually, it's kind of hard to say what you love about it because it's pretty amazing. It's pretty self-explanatory, isn't it?
It's one of those songs where it's like you don't even have to necessarily know what's being said to just feel the vibe. You know what I mean? It's such a feel-good song. He really does a great job of just mixing in these fire beats that we love so much that are like so trendy at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And just riding the beat melodically. It's amazing. Right.
And Ed Sheeran's voice is perfect. Let's listen to some more.
Still closing. I put the ring on the finger, it's still frozen. Love in slow motion. I want to feel you over me. Yeah. Certain magic in your eyes. Yeah. Girl, I love the way you ride it. And it happens every time you arrive. I'm in West London this evening, giving me the feelings, no, I'm not leaving till I find
Atlantic. Mukbil, we only have about a minute left of this song, and I want 30 seconds to listen to the end, but give us your last little thought here about this song, or anything you want to say to everybody.
Honestly, my thing is just like having somebody like Ed Sheeran highlight Afro beats and where the music is today. Maybe 10 years ago, we would have never thought this could have been something that would have happened. So it's amazing that the international community gets to enjoy what the continent has.
Totally. And Ed Sheeran with his red hair and pale skin.
he has so much soul.
I know.
So much soul.
Thanks so much, Mukbil. We're going to listen out, and I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for joining.
Absolutely.
All right. Hello, everyone. As you probably know by now, it is Black History Month in the United States, and we are celebrating it by honoring and playing the music of African-American musicians, first generation, or those who immigrated here and have become regular American musical figures. Now, this song is by a Moroccan, Hassan Hakmoun. He is a Ganawa master, was born in Morocco in 1963, but in 87, when he was about 25, he came to U.S. and made his debut at the Lincoln Center in New York City. And he never left. He lives in New York City and has become a regular fixture in rock, jazz, and fusion music scenes. This is Balili Remix from his 2014 album, Unity. Right, that was Hassan Hakmoun. Happy Black History Month, everyone. We are getting near the end of the hour, and I want to take us back to my conversation with Mukbil from earlier, because he had more to say about Fireboy DML. So speak your truth, Mukbil. Speak your truth.
Definitely keep a lookout for this artist, Fireboy DML. Mm-hmm. He's one of, to me, one of my favorite artists coming out of Nigeria at the moment. And, you know, we have artists like Davido and Wizkid,
right,
and Burna Boy that are staples, right?
Right.
They're giants. But this kid, in the short span of time that he's been able to make music, mm-hmm, has, I wouldn't say surpassed, absolutely not, but he's caught himself in the mix with songs like Peru, where you have instruments like a TikTok, for instance, right?
Mm-hmm.
That has literally blown up this song. You have this song being played by, like, I literally, the first time I heard this song, mm-hmm, it was in the Bahamas.
Oh,
and
wow.
I was like, what's going on?
Would you hear it in a club or something or what?
No, it was in a restaurant. Like it was like a lounge, like an open bar restaurant. And I'm like, the DJ's spinning it, and I'm just sitting here like, oh, this is an Afrobeat song.
Right.
In the Caribbean. I mean, I get the infusion.
Right.
I'm like, wow, this is really dope. Because I was like, it's not Davido or Wizkid or Burna Boy.
Right.
These are the guys that we know that have really broken into the international community. So who is this kid?
Mm-hmm.
At the time, I didn't even know who it was.
Mm-hmm.
I heard of a couple of his other songs, but I just didn't know that this was his song as well. So when I went back to look at it, I'm like, man, this kid really... 25 years old, and his first album came out 2019, where people really were interested in what he was doing,
mm-hmm.
Just put himself on the scene. Second album really, really, you know, put him all the way out of there, and Peru now is the single off of his third and upcoming album. So I'm definitely excited to see where he's going to be at in the next year. Yeah.
Great.
Only going up from here.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, thanks. And talk to you soon, Mukbil.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Have a good one, Heather.
You too. All right. So we are rounding out the hour with Vibration by Fireboy DML. This one is from his 2019 album, Laughter, Tears, and Goosebumps. Make up what they call, I want. Give it to me sharply. And with Vibration by Fireboy DML, it is time to say goodbye. Thank you for joining me. Also, a big thanks to Mukbil, to Constant Bolti, Elete, and Giovanni Kiyingi, too, for joining me in this episode. Next week, you can expect a few more songs to celebrate Black History Month. And hey, visit my Instagram or my Facebook or Twitter this week and submit your song requests to be played on the show. I'll totally listen. Music Time in Africa broadcasts live on shortwave and selects local FM stations every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You can also listen online at voanews.com. You just search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. Till next time, stay beautiful and stay safe.